Before Jimmy Carr became the sharp-suited comedian with Netflix specials adored by everyone from Stephen Hawking to Prince William, he was living what he calls the oldest 25-year-old life you could imagine as a marketing executive at Shell Oil Company. His journey from corporate drone to comedy icon wasn't just a career change, it was a philosophical revolution that offers wisdom for anyone seeking purpose and happiness. What makes his story so compelling is how the principles of stand-up comedy became his unexpected guide to a more authentic life. When Carr experienced his quarter-life crisis, he realized he'd built a perfect CV that was leaning against the wrong wall, climbing a ladder to someone else's version of success rather than his own. This disconnect between who he was, the fun party guy, and what he did, middle management at an oil company, created a profound sense of misalignment that many of us experience, but few address so radically. Comics master five superpowers that transfer remarkably to everyday life: communication, 10% sending, 90% receiving, timing, knowing when to act, pattern recognition, identifying recurring themes to create surprise, honesty, brutal truth-telling and constant recalibration, and embracing failure, writing more jokes that bomb than succeed. These tools improve everything from relationships to career advancement. True fulfillment emerges when what you do, who you are, and why you do it align seamlessly, what psychologists call congruence. Society pushes us to smooth our edges and fit in, offering cookie-cutter lives that often don't match our unique strengths. Finding purpose requires honest assessment of your resources, qualities, and limitations. What comes easily to you that others find difficult? What can you do that others value? What would you do without payment? Carr's breakthrough came when he abandoned limiting beliefs, including losing his religious faith during a trip to Israel. This freed him from external expectations and forced him to create his own meaning. Without religious salvation or damnation, life became precious because it offered just one opportunity, the ultimate YOLO. Finding purpose isn't about grand gestures, but honest self-assessment. We often take our natural gifts for granted, yet these effortless abilities might be exactly what makes you valuable and distinctive in a world of sameness. Feel the fear and fuck it anyway. Jimmy Carr's refreshingly practical approach flips conventional wisdom on his head. When he quit his secure corporate job to pursue comedy, a field where he had no experience or connections, he would wake at 4 a.m. with panic attacks. Rather than becoming paralyzed, he channeled this anxiety into productivity. Fear became his fuel. Fear isn't something to conquer, it's a performance-enhancing drug. Pressure is a privilege. Having the opportunity to take risks means you've already won in some sense. The fear of failure signals you're pushing meaningful boundaries. Bravery isn't about feeling brave, it's about feeling scared and doing it anyway. Many wait to feel confident before acting, but this approach is backward. Action precedes confidence, not the reverse. The simplest formula for success is persistence. Everyone talks a good game, but respect belongs to those who try and fail. While failure feels devastating when you're young, fearing it becomes the biggest mistake. Avoiding potential failure prevents growth. Don't get it right, get it down. You can edit later. Obsessing over perfection is just ego and fear preventing actual creation. Happiness is expectations exceeded. This simple formula explains why school days can sometimes be surprisingly happy. When double geography class provides even a little fun, you're pleasantly surprised because your expectations were low. Conversely, expecting a designer shirt to transform you into a rock star sets you up for disappointment. Our expectations are often driven by ego, useful for motivation but detrimental to enjoyment. Consider Tsutomu Yamaguchi, who survived atomic bombs in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki before dying at 93. Was he unlucky to experience two nuclear attacks, or incredibly lucky to survive both? Having a positive disposition profoundly affects life quality. As Viktor Frankl observed from his concentration camp experience, choosing our attitude is our final freedom. We can change the world or how we look at it, the latter being much easier. When you laugh, your brain completes an incredible circuit through multiple regions in just 0.25 seconds, analyzing structure, processing emotions, understanding the joke, visualizing it, then triggering a physical response. This neurological process suppresses stress hormones, activates your vagus nerve, aiding digestion and sleep, and releases dopamine and oxytocin, chemicals that create social bonds. Laughter, predating language by 1,000,000 years, was used by our ancestors to signal safety after perceived threats. It connects us, relaxes us, and is fundamentally human. The sad clown stereotype contains truth. Many comedians grew up in challenging circumstances, often caring for sick parents. This creates the sad clown paradox. Childhood responsibilities foster a need for acceptance, leading to mental health issues that are self-medicated with humor. Anxiety, described by Carr as creativity with nothing to do, frequently accompanies comedic talent. The same mental processes that generate innovative jokes can produce worry when not channeled productively. Fortunately, stand-up comedy itself offers tools for managing these challenges, teaching perspective-taking, providing structure, and creating connection to counter isolation. When Carr faced public shaming over tax avoidance, even being called morally reprehensible by the Prime Minister, he learned that resilience comes from taking responsibility, making amends, and continuing to create value. As Jay-Z noted, "I'm not the worst thing I ever did." Properly channeled, your challenges can become your greatest creative assets. Carr describes himself as a drug dealer trafficking in endorphins, the same chemicals that make cocaine addictive. His business model? His customers already possess the drug, they just need him to release it. Beyond physical benefits, comedy serves as society's canary in the coal mine, measuring cultural attitudes. It exists between public and private discourse, hitting moving targets as boundaries shift. Comedians take the fall for what audiences fear saying, providing catharsis through shared laughter at taboo subjects. Real change requires habits, not temporary fixes. Diets work only while you're on them. Vacations relieve stress only temporarily. Instead, create systems and habits. As Aristotle noted, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. Repetition embeds skills into muscle memory, freeing your mind for creativity. Jimmy Carr's journey from corporate drone to comedy icon reminds us that an authentic life awaits beyond fear. The principles transforming a marketing executive into a world-class comedian can transform your life too. Communication, timing, pattern recognition, honesty, and embracing failure are both comedy skills and life skills. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Lower expectations while raising appreciation. Find your edge and lean into it. Turn anxiety into creativity. Remember, laughter isn't just medicine. It might be the best philosophy for an extraordinary life.